Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me G. Cleo. This is all about Film Score Fridays right here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios, right on Blog Talk Radio. Now we're going to say something about the icon, rap legend, DMX. This man, he did some great work in the rap game, hip-hop game. He's been in films and everything. If you don't know the Rough Riders, you don't know rapper DMX. I mean, my goodness, the national anthem, the international anthem for Rough Riders was absolutely amazing. Go back, watch all of his videos. I mean, and he was even with Versus, on Versus before he passed, with Snoop Dogg doing a battle. And so I know everyone is super happy that we got to honor him before he left and gave him his roses and his props right before he got out of here. He gave all he could give. Now, if you don't know anything about him, he was born the name Earl Simmons. But he's known as a stage name, DMX. He's a songwriter, actor. He began rapping in the early 1990s. Y'all know these 90s rappers were off the chain. His debut album was Dark and Hell Is Hot in 1998. It's both critically acclaimed and commercial success, selling 2,051,000 copies within the first week of release. Now, he died April 9th, today, in White Plains, New York. He was born December 18th, 1970 in Mount Vernon, New York. So, y'all, he had been married. He has children. So, he has children, Phrase, Marie Ella Simmons, Xavier Simmons, Sean Simmons, and Tacoma Simmons. So y'all, please take the time to honor his family. And one reason why I want to give a shout out to DMX is because he was absolutely, fighting his demons, but he was on Something About God. And when I say he gave an amazing, prayer, it was so good. It was so good. And you could tell it was sincere. And they released DMX's track, his track for his prayer, hours before he died. And it's just something that's super moving. I wanted to honor him because of his belief in God. And remember, with God, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do things perfect. In him, he is perfect. And Lord knows this man, he fought his demons. The poor relationship he had concerning family matters back in the day and with himself and with drugs. But he was an honorable man in his craft, and that is being a lyricist, being a rapper, that amazing voice, that personality of his. So we want to honor him this evening. And that's all I can say. That's literally all I can say, because how else can you say that? How else can you say it? Because he was one of those legendary rappers like Biggie, Snoop Dogg. You know, the movies he did, the soundtracks he did, y'all, it was worth every bit of your attention. It really was. And I, on hand, am always going to talk about it. I'm always, you know, going to be a part of it. So I'm just going to play a little bit. I don't know if you can, I hope you can hear it. I hope you can, I do hope you can hear it. And when you do, I do hope you enjoy it. Hopefully we won't have any issues with sound, and you can definitely be able to enjoy it. But here we go. Now, we got to have a little bit of Rough Riders Anthem, and I know you are totally fired up right now because of that. And I stopped it for a minute because, you know, I just want to hear all about him and honor him at this time. So we're going to play the rest of the song. Iconic. And if you don't know anything about it, you better look it up. But I doubt if you are not going to know anything about him. If you are, you've been living under a rock, but you're going to know today. So thank you, DMX, as God sent you on your way to the next life. We thank you for the work you've put into the atmosphere, and for sharing your prayers and your dreams and your pain and trying to work through it until you God took you on through it. So thank you for what you've done for hip-hop along in itself. N for the culture. So that's it for Cleopatra Mesa Studios on Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, people, honor yourselves by simply being great.